Blog Talk Radio.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting.
Practice.
Feeling too good this evening, but the show must go on, so I'm going to be on here for the duration or however long I can wing it. It's been a little cold here, but that's good because it's not hot, and things have been a little hectic, been running around doing this, doing that, getting things together for my client and doing a lot of other things, getting a couple of books together that I've been working on, and that's about it. That's about all I've been doing, you know, just keeping busy and trying to stay out of trouble, trying not to step on anybody's toes, you know, just doing what I got to do. And with that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Danny. Danny, are you there?
Yes, honey, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fantastic, darling. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. Why? You're not feeling too well, huh?
No, I don't know what's going on. I think it's the weather, changing of the weather, because the other day it was like 70 degrees here. A day before that it was like 60. Now, yet today it was like 30, and, you know, it's going crazy. And I think I'm trying to get sick, but that's not going to happen, because when I finish with the show, I think I'm going to fix me a nice hot tidy, drink that. And I might lay down, I don't know, but I do have some writing I got to do, but that might, you know, help me along the way, help me feel a little bit better. But, yeah, the show has got to go on, darling. It has got to go on. So I'm here, and you're here, so we're going to make this happen. And tonight's topic is, I couldn't even put this up on the Blog Talk radio show because they kept saying it was offensive, but everybody knows tonight's topic is about 20 things you should know about the penis. They wouldn't let me put that word on there, so I had to put pipe on there, so I'm quite sure everybody's aware what a pipe is, stick is, wood, you know, the different names that it's associated with. But they wouldn't even let me put the word penis up, and that's the correct, you know, thing for it to be called a penis,
right,
opposed to me putting dick and all that kind of stuff up there. But Blog Talk, you know, they got their thing going on, so I couldn't get mad at them or anything like that. But everybody knows what the pipe is. If you don't, tonight you will know. Okay, so the first thing we're going to learn about the penis, some of you may already know it. Some men definitely should know it, but, you know, we women, there are things that we don't know about the penis that, you know, we maybe should know. So the first thing is, yes, you can break the pipe. Now, it may sound like a scene from Saw, but trust us, penile rupture is very real. It tends to happen mostly during vigorous sex, but overly enthusiastic solo action, meaning masturbation, can also be to blame. Most guys who experience the unthinkable report hearing a popping noise, followed by excruciating pain, and as profoundly humiliating as it may be, a trip to the ER is in order. Since an untreated fracture can lead to permanent erectile dysfunction, and I'm quite sure you all are familiar with erectile dysfunction is. That means it won't get up, period. So if you hear that popping, and whether you're masturbating or if you're having that rough sex and something pops, I suggest you go straight to the ER, get it straightened out. You know, have you heard of that? Nawana?
No, because that's actually news to me. Like, you can actually break it?
Mm-hmm. And you know,
wow,
when I was
masturbation, like wow, like that's hot.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's hot like that, but I'm just saying, wow, like that is definitely something new. I definitely didn't know about that.
Right. Well, when I was younger, I used to think that the penis had a bone in it because you know guys say I'm bone hard. And, you know, I always thought it was a bone in there, but yeah, it can break. So there's no bone in there, but you know, it could break. So if you have that, ever experienced that and didn't know what was going on, get to the ER quick. And also, if your guy's having trouble getting it up, check his ticker and not his watch, because a rotten day at work will certainly kill the mood for most guys. But if he's just can't seem to get back in the saddle, a checkup is in order. Erectile dysfunction can be one of the first signs of heart disease. Isn't that something? Says
wow.
Dr. Josh. Yeah, heart disease can cause erectile dysfunction as well. And other chronic diseases like diabetes and hypertension, that's high blood pressure, and diabetes is also linked to erectile dysfunction. And, you know, when men are on those medications, they can't, some may can get an erection, but it doesn't last. It doesn't last. And when you're on those medications, you know you can't take that little blue pill. What is it? Viagra?
So
guys, you need to take care of yourself. You know, do your exercise, eat your proper food, get plenty of rest, you know, because the last thing that we women want is for our significant others, husbands, boyfriends, jump off of whatever. We do not want you to suffer from erectile dysfunction, especially if the sex is good, you know, because it can be good. But then when you start suffering from erectile dysfunction, that throws a whole nother wrench in the game. You just want to, you know, get out of it. I was in a relationship with a guy. He didn't tell me that he was on high blood pressure medication until, you know, a few times. When we first started, you know, having sex, he got hard. Then all of a sudden it would go down, and I said, what in the world is the problem? You know, so I started asking him. I said, well, are you on any type of medication? You know, what's up? He said, I'm on high blood pressure medication. I said, oh, my God, why didn't you tell me that before we even got into a relationship? You know,
Because
I could have had the option right then to either be in a relationship with him and try to work it out or not to get in one, you know, but I didn't know. And, you know, just trying to be there for him. But after a while, I said, this is not going to work.
Right.
You know, so if you watch what your old man eat and keep his pressure down, and it's just something when you, and not only the high blood pressure, but other medications can cause ED, erectile dysfunction as well. So, you know, be careful with medications that you're on. Okay, shrinkage is not a myth. Okay, cold water are a penis mortal enemies. Testicles need to be warm and effectively make sperm and testosterone. So if you're, you know, when it gets cold down, it shrinks up.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Also your testicles need to be warm to effectively make sperm and testosterone. You know, so if it's not warm, your testosterone may be low or your sperm count may be low.
Right.
You know, so you have to keep those nuts warm.
I know that's right. Wow.
Yeah, you got to, you know, because it says if you don't, your sperm and your testosterone will not be effectively made.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next one is smoking. It's not just bad for your lungs. It turns out that human chimneys, your daddy, may actually be less of a stud than his healthier counterparts. It's no secret that smoking clogs the arteries, including those that fill the penis, with blood at that critical moment. This makes smokers may have a harder time rising to the occasion. So if you're smoking and you can't understand why your penis is not getting erect, maybe you ought to stop smoking, because smoking clogs the arteries and it clogs your veins. And when that oxygen is not getting in there, getting that blood to flowing, then naturally your penis is not going to rise, because it takes a blood flow to for your penis to rise. And if you're smoking, stop smoking. Smoking's not good for you. I used to smoke.
Right.
But I don't have a penis. So, you know, but these are the things we're learning or need to know about the male penis, okay? And a penis does have a mind of its own. We've subjected this time since high school, and now we have the medical chops to back it up. The penis is controlled by the nervous system, which means erections can occur at random. Mm-hmm. You be standing around, all of a sudden your penis getting hard and you don't know what's going on. So take, for example, the morning wood. He's always so eager to share. It's most likely the result of impulses firing from the brain during REM sleep. And all the time you thought he was dreaming about the Sports Illustration swimsuit issue. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a wet dream.
Don't it?
Mm-hmm. So if you're just standing around and all of a sudden your penis gets hard, it does have a mind of its own. Then the United States is not foreskin friendly. As protective as guys are of their family jewels, a whopping 75% of their sons still get sliced and diced. But maybe they're on to something. Research has shown some slight health benefits to circumcisions, such as less urinary tract infections and a decreased risk of contracting HIV. Under that skin, when a man is not circumcised, he has to pull that skin back to clean. And if you don't, something develops under this called smegma. And smegma looks cheesy. It looks like cheese, and it has a odor to it. And it can cause infections. And like it says, circumcision has its advantages because it stops it's less urinary tract infections, and also a decrease in the risk of contracting HIV, because going up under that skin and you're not pulling that skin back, cleaning it up, no telling what might be up under there. I had a friend one time that told me that she and her significant other were getting ready to get it on, and she kept smelling something, and she knew that he wasn't circumcised, so she, I don't know if she pulled the skin back or he pulled the skin back, and she said it was just horrible. Horrible. Oh, wow. And I can't understand. A grown man should know that you have to pull that skin back whenever you take a shower. It should be every day. But, you know, that skin has definitely had to be pulled back because, like it says, you have a less of a chance of getting urinary tract infections and contracting HIV. So if you don't want to have those things happening, it seems to me like you would go in and pull that skin back in a hurry. But, you know, you got some people that, I guess, just don't follow the rules. And most penises are created equal. So forget what you saw on Boogie Nights. Remember that movie, Boogie Nights, with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Adult penises typically measure between 3 and 4 inches when flaccid, that means when it's soft, and 5 to 6 inches when erect. What's more, when it's time to get busy, a man who started out on the small side can end up expanding proportionately more than larger dudes. Just tread carefully when sharing this bit of anatomical trivia. None of the guys we talked to found it reassuring. That I don't think all penises are created equal, because you have some brothers that are well endowed. Now, this may mean that, some people say it's abnormal for a penis to be a certain length. Some people say it's not, but the normal length of a penis when it's erected is 6 inches. That's the normal length. And they say anything beyond that is abnormal. But you can't prove that by me. But it's saying that most penises, so that's not including all penises, because like I had just stated, there are penises that are 14 inches. I saw in a video where this man's penis was 18 inches. It was 18 inches. It was past his knees, but, you know, what was the name of the video? What was the name of Mr. I think it was Mr. 18 Inches. I think that was the name of it. But it looked just like a hot dog. It was so thin, you know, I mean, it had no girth to it. And it was 18 inches. And I saw in this book called Black Inches where they have these male models or whatever, and they're showing their penises, and this one guy, his is like 14 inches, and it had a lot of girth to it. That was kind of scary. Yeah, that was scary, you know, because it was thick. It was a type of penis that I like, but the width was just too much, you know. So, yeah, they would say that was abnormal. Okay, yeah. Okay, our guys stack up pretty well compared to other mammals. Here's some good news to share with your sweetie. His erect organ is actually pretty large compared to other animals. Chimpanzees, for instance, have equipment that's about half the size of the human males. Of course, our guys do pale in comparison to the blue whale, whose penis is 11 feet long. But who needs that 11 foot long penis? Wow, that is something. 11 foot long penis.
Wow.
Yeah, that is long. That's almost two men. Two 6 feet tall men. Yeah, that's pretty long. Okay, curves are common. The vast majority of penises lean ever so slightly to the left or right when rigid. You're probably just too distracted to notice. However, some bend so dramatically or curve up or down that having sex is almost impossible. This is known as Peyronie's disease and happens when the penis doesn't expand evenly during a hard-on. Now, I was told, you know, when the penis has a curve in it, you know, because some penises, like sometimes you may notice or you may not notice that some of them are actually curved to the point where it's not straight. And when it goes into the vagina, you're wondering, is it going to still be curved like that? I was told that when it goes into the vagina, it straightens out. But this thing here is saying that it's almost impossible to have sex. I don't know. Have you ever seen anything like that before, Nirvana? Danny, I'm sorry. Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like...
I've seen a curve, but I call them a hook. So, yeah, I've seen them. They're very interesting.
Yeah.
They're very interesting, especially the sex is very interesting.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that I'd be afraid that I'm going to break, actually. Because, you can do a whole lot with them, but I'm just saying. I be thinking I'm breaking something, go the wrong way.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Then it says, don't blame dear old dad. Unlike those baby blues, penis size, thickness, and shape are not genetic. Penises are actually formed in utero. When those wild and crazy male hormones kick in. So if your guy's unhappy with what he's got, he has no one to point the finger or any appendage at but Mother Nature. So penis is not inherited, the size or anything else. You get your own. You know,
yeah.
Your dad, he may have 12 inches. Don't mean you're going to have 12 inches.
That's
you know, so, yeah, because some people think that, well, my, because I've heard, you know, a few of my girlfriends say, girl, my son, he got one just like his father. Now, I used to work in the hospital, and I would see babies come out, and some of those babies, whew, they really was working with something. I'm serious. And you can tell, you know, what you can just imagine what it's going to be like when it gets older. And so, okay, here's another one. Guys are programmed to finish quickly. So don't take it personally. The true purpose of intercourse is procrastination. It's to procreate. I'm sorry, I said the procrastination. It's procreation. And men have evolved to have sex just long enough to get the job done. In fact, 85% of guys can seal the deal in 3 minutes or less. However, it's the wise man who hangs in there long enough for his partner to catch up, especially if he wants her to make breakfast in the morning. So, yeah, guys are programmed, but then you have the guys that take their time and savor it and, you know, make you feel really special and, you know, really want to get you there. You know, that's my kind of guy. Because those three-minute men, I can't use you. I'm sorry. Even for quickies, you know, even a quickie is, to me, is longer than 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a guy should, you know, take his time and, you know, just do it right. Ain't no need in rushing. But, say guys are programmed to finish quickly, and some of them do. Some of them really do. And a guy doesn't need his brain to get off. Okay, there's no big surprise here, but we didn't learn that his O actually starts with his spine. The signal to ejaculate is the result of muscle contractions in the spinal cord and pelvis.
Mm.
Sort of gives the meaning to you've got no backbone. So it's not having anything to do with the brain. Men are really something, aren't they?
They are.
You know, just their makeup is so so unique, I guess, so to speak. You know, things that you really don't know.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's good to know these things, especially if someone didn't know beforehand. And you know, now you can deal with a problem if you're. If your significant other is suffering from erectile dysfunction, you may not have known that it could have been from his medication or it could have been from him smoking. You know, so if you're learning anything, apply it. And staying power isn't always a good thing. Yep, we're talking about those Viagra commercials that always seem to elicit a chuckle. And although guys pride themselves on their ability to go at it like the Energized Bunny, an erection that simply won't go away isn't a miracle, but a medical emergency. If the blood flow that causes an erection doesn't eventually leave the penis, serious complications can result, like blood clots. So, you know, they having these erections for all these hours. You need to get to the emergency room for that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
I've always been curious about when I hear guys talking about blue balls, because men really do get blue balls, technically called prostatic congestion. The achiness in the testicles is caused by trapped blood. You know, the crap he lays on you about orgasms being the only way to relieve it? He's right, but not so fast, trampoline. So it's your doctor, the one who says a warm shower or aspirin will also do the trick. Okay, so if he takes a warm shower, because I've heard that too, they say, I'm going to go home and take a cold shower or whatever, but take a warm. Why? It's part of the sexual maturation process. But it's also because during puberty, nature introduces men to a special friend, their right hand. As Mr. Nice to Meet You Too, you can let go now. While we'll tell anybody who listen, your skin would darken too if you were manhandled that often. That sounds kind of crazy. So if you, because what it's saying here, if you masturbate, the skin would darken. I don't know if that's really true. I really don't. Because I can remember when my son was born And then seeing the little penises in the hospital, they was a little darker than the body, especially the testicles. They're always darker. But I guess. Then kiss that shoe size story goodbye. There is no correlation between penis size and shoe size, hand size, or nose size. And the bad news is even worse for gold-digging nymphos. There's no correlation between penis size and wallet size. Wow. Yep. So did you ever think that, Danny?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I used to think that too. Because they
hear it all the time, so, you know, that's what they say, you know, that's the thing, and, like, you know, the bigger the shoe. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right, right, and they go by their hand size and their ear size and all this and that. But I have, I used to do that as well, check out a guy's feet. And then some of them really did have big penises to go with them big feet.
Right.
Whether it was coincidental or not, but, you know, that's, I guess that's just how some people judge the size or try to say, figure out the size of a man's penis without actually looking at it. You know, because sometimes when we see a man that we like, you know where our eyes first go, right?
Right.
And sometimes we can really see it and, you know, go by that judgment. Because I'm going to tell you somebody I think that has an endowed penis. And I might be wrong how I was looking at it, but you ever see Tiny and T.I.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it.
Uh-huh. I was just, I wasn't purposely watching that per se, but just how he's laying on that bed and, you know, the things that I saw.
Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's just a little something that I just picked up. But, you know, like they said, you can't judge him by his shoe size, his nose size, his all this and that size. So, The listening audience out there, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877 with any questions or comments. Or you may have a story or something you want to tell, something you may know about a penis that I hadn't spoken about or something we need to know about. Maybe you could share that with us this evening. And my guest, my co-host, Danny, is on the line as well to answer any questions or if you have any questions or comments for her. Okay, we're going to get right on back into this. Masturbation is the best exercise. Masturbation, or punching the monkey, is healthy. You know, no, really. Use it or lose it isn't just an excuse for a guy's hand to migrate south. It's the official, tested, and studied conclusion of sex experts. The less a guy uses his sexual plumbing, the more problems he'll have pumping the well later on. It's only at Thanksgiving that you should tell your man, don't play with your meat. So, either use it or lose it. And then they say it's healthy, but don't overindulge in it, because I've read on the internet where a few guys have masturbated themselves to death. So,
heard that story many a times, but wow.
You say you haven't heard it?
I said I have.
Yeah.
But I don't get into it to even see if it's true or not, because I'd be thinking it's one of them fake stories.
Yeah, it's a possibility that it could be fake, but I've seen at least so far three of them on it. This guy in Japan, another guy in England, and another guy somewhere else. One guy was on the internet watching porn. Another guy was, he was just laying around masturbating all day. And I forgot what happened to the other one, but yeah, they said they died from masturbating themselves to death, you know, just. And that can be kind of rough on the penis. You know,
right.
Wonder they probably what happened. They broke it, probably mm-hmm. broke it, and all kind of things. Maybe developed some blood clots down there, and you know, just all kind of things went wrong with that. Because when you overindulge in something, something's not going to be always good about that. You have to do everything in moderation, regardless of whatever it is. So they went beyond that and suffered the consequences and died.
Mm.
Yeah, so, you know, if you don't want to lose it, go on and masturbate, but do it in moderation, guys. Don't want to be reading about nobody over here. Listen to the show and masturbate themselves to death.
No, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Drinking affects his nether region. Men will go limp if they drink too much. But how much is too much? About 3.5 drinks for a 150-pound man. After that, the only thing standing upright in your house will be the vacuum cleaner. So alcohol will have its effect on your penis getting erect as well.
Mm.
You know, so if you're drinking and getting crazy and falling out and all this other kind of stuff, ain't no need you even trying to have sex anyway. You know, because it'd be a waste of time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just a waste of time. Because you get it up, the next thing you know, it's going down, you going. No. No way. Mm-mm. Okay, penises all have a seam. All men have a line going down their penis and over their testicles. And no, it's not the chow line. It's more a seam on the underside of the penis. It forms when the fetus is in the uterus. In women, the seam becomes the inner lips of the vagina. In men, the seam encloses the urethra along the length of the penis. So there is a line. And I've seen the line on the testicles.
Mm.
Have you ever seen the line on the penis, though? I've never seen a line. Or have
I? Seen a line, no.
But I have seen it on
like
a testicle.
You said, on the testicles, that's about it.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I have never seen a line. I've seen veins and stuff on the penis. Oh, I gotta check that out because I definitely don't remember seeing a line on the penis, but definitely on the testicles. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, growth spurts down. They only last for so long. Nothing can make a penis bigger except aging. Unfortunately, the size of the prize stops growing by the time the man hits their early 20s. So all those pills y'all taking, all those machines y'all using, the penis has stopped growing when you was in your 20s, your early 20s. So if you're 30, 40, and 50, using those pumps, taking those pills, it ain't working. And if it do, it's only temporarily because your penis has stopped growing at the age of 20 when you get in your early 20s. You know, so if it's still not the size that you want and you're 30, the only thing I can tell you is you can get a hollow strap-on the size you want, because they do have those for men who you know are not well equipped. They have these hollow strap-ons that you can use, and you can get them any size you want. But once you get in your early 20s, that's it. That's it. It's all downhill. So let's do a little recap on it. Yes, you can break your boner. You had trouble getting it up. Shrinkage is not a myth. It's smoking is bad for you. You know, your penis has a mind of its own. And foreskin. Yeah. I think it's good when men are circumcised. You know, some guys, especially the in the Spanish people, Spanish men, most of them are not circumcised. Because, like I said, I had this book called Black Inches, and it also has one called Spanish, for Spanish men. And most of the Spanish men I saw in that book were not circumcised. I don't know, you know, if it's a religious thing with them or what, but most of them, you know, weren't circumcised. But it's good to be circumcised. You know, it's just losing a little skin, you know. But, you know, some say they're going to hold on to it because it's taking something away. But it's not taking anything away because it's just skin covering, you know, the your penis. And you really don't need it. So, and, I knew this guy. He got circumcised when he was like, he was in his 20s. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that. You know, because it's best
like that.
Right.
Well,
it's best to get it at any age,
I guess.
Yeah, but it's best to get it done when you're an infant because, honey, I saw how it's done. Oh, those babies, they be screaming. They give them no anesthesia, nothing, because you can't give a baby anesthesia. But it's just, oh, my God. First time I saw a doctor do that, I said, oh. And I remember, you know, having my son circumcised, but I didn't see that then. But, you know, just watching them, you know, putting that thing on there and cutting it. Ugh. But, you know, it's for sanitary reasons, and I just think it should be done. And most penises are created equal. Guys' penises are generally larger than mammals, except for the 11-foot penis of a whale. And curves are common. Yeah. And don't think because your father has a big penis that yours is going to be one, so it's not genetic. And guys are programmed to finish quickly, 3 minutes, that's it. And guys don't need his brains to get off. It's about the spinal cord and the pelvis. Stay in power isn't always a good thing. And having a vasectomy isn't a fast track to freedom because that sperm can be active up to 2 months after you have it. So use protection until the doctor tells you otherwise. An extra large condoms is only used by 6% of the male population. Can you believe that, Danny?
Mm-mm.
That it's only 6% of the male population? I'm going to have to do some research on that. Because 6%, it's a lot of black men out here, you know, but I don't know. Then blue balls, that really exists, but you also can take a warm shower and an aspirin to get rid of it, opposed to, you know, having to tell your girlfriend, I need some, you know, just take an aspirin and a warm shower and call it a night. And the penis contrast color to the body parts. Penis is always darker than the rest of the body. And the shoe size, story, the hand, the nose, and all that, that's a myth. You know, even though I've seen with guys that have big feet and they also have big penises, but who's to say? That may have been just purely coincidental. Then masturbation is the best exercise. Drinking affects getting an erection as well. And the penises have a seam in it, but I'm going to have to see that again because I've never seen a seam going down the penis, but like I have seen it on the testicles, you know. Okay, and then last, the penis stops growing when a young man is in his early 30s, So all those pills and pumps, it's a waste of money and time, because if your penis does get larger, it's only temporarily. Now, you can have surgery to enlarge it, but also understand that a doctor won't give you no more than an inch. But I guess an inch more is better than nothing for some guys who are really small. So, Nuwana, remember the last time when we were trying to do the show, Does Size Matter, and we never got it through? Well, we can have a little bit of that tonight, because I said we would get back to that simply because we never got it done on the last show. So we're going to be talking about Does Size Matter for the what's left of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does size matter to you?
In some circumstances, it does. I think for small, like, it's really about skills. Like, at the end of the day, it's really about skills. Because, see, I've been on both sides. I've been with a guy that's small but knew how to work it. And I've been with a guy that had too much and didn't know how to use it. So, can't really pinpoint, because there's a lot of people that's well endowed that don't even know how to use their own stuff. And there's people that we doubt because of their size, but can get it in. But for me, prefer, like, I love anything from 9 and up inches. That's just me, per se. And
right.
I take my losses if they don't know how to think. But I mean, thicker the better for me. I love
right.
to, I like to feel what I'm getting. I like to, you know, I like a little stretch, a little pain a little bit. So I take 9 up. For me, that's what I prefer. But like I said
right.
before, I mean, I had some that was well endowed and didn't know how. So, but I'm more of a rough girl, more pain. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to stick with, you know, size for me. So that, for me, bigger is better for me.
Right. Right, because, you know, they say it's not the size of the ship, but the motion of the ocean. I beg to differ, because the ship would have to be able to ride those waves as well. And if
that's
a ship
true.
Is too small, that ship is going down. And I do prefer well-endowed men, because I like to feel something. You know, I like the girth of it and the length of it. So for me, I like well-endowed men, and the average length of men, the black man, is 6 inches when it's erect. And like I had mentioned in the last segment, that they say anything beyond that is abnormal. I don't know if it's abnormal or what, you know, because who's to say that 6 inches could be abnormal, you know, for somebody who prefers somebody who has a little bit more. But for me, I like a man who is well endowed, a man who knows what to do with it and got some girth on it. Now, there are some men out here that have all the right equipment and don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And that's just a waste. That's a waste.
It definitely is. I can agree with you on that one.
Right. Hi, everybody in the chat room. I'm sorry I had been not in the chat room, because I was busy getting that information together for you guys. But I want to acknowledge everybody that's in the chat room. Blackman37, the two guests, Miss Kane, Tammy, and Iwana. I haven't been ignoring anybody, but I just couldn't work the chat room and do what I was doing. But I do appreciate you guys for stopping in. I do appreciate that. I really do. And as you know, we're now talking about a subject that we hadn't finished a while back. We're now dealing with the size matter. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Hit the 1 to raise your hand. That'll let me know to pull you in. And we can discuss anything that you want to discuss as far as the size matter. Now, small penises, I know, are good for hitting the G-spot, because you don't have to go, you know, that deep. So, you know, guys, it's not like you're being left out because you don't have a well-endowed penis, because, trust me, you're not. I've been with guys that weren't well-endowed and did get me off because, you know, it went to my G-spot. And for guys who are well-endowed, it's kind of hard. Well, not hard, but generally a guy who's well-endowed will go right by the G-spot. But there are ways that a guy who is well-endowed can hit the G-spot. And I've had that done, you know, with guys who are well-endowed who can hit my G-spot. And generally, a guy who's well-endowed can hit the G-spot from doing it doggy style, opposed to doing it missionary. So, you know, it's not like we're leaving the little guys out. Because you can be used, too.
Right, right.
You know, and I don't have nothing against a guy who's not well endowed, because, like I said, I've been with guys who weren't well endowed, who did, you know, do what they were supposed to do. Because it's not, you know, like they say, sometimes it's not always about the size of the ship or the motion of the ocean, all that kind of stuff. If you can get in there and work it, then that's what you do, because, like, there are guys who are well endowed who can't do anything. So, you know, it just depends on what you got, what you're working with, how you're working it.
That's true.
Yeah. So, let's see, what else? We're going to take a music break and come back. Okay?
All righty.
Okay.
Cause only love brings
That's the late Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. May he still rest in peace. So, so satisfied. Okay, we have a little while to go on the show, but I think I'm going to cut it a little short tonight because, like I started off in the beginning, I really don't feel too well, but the show still must go on. Do you have any announcements you'd like to make, Danny?
Not really, but I mean, if you missed it, I was today. It aired. I was on the Bill Cunningham show.
Your phone is breaking up, darling.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it's still breaking up.
Can you hear me now? Is it still breaking up?
Yeah.
It's still breaking up.
Are you moving around or something?
No. I'm in one spot.
Oh, it's just breaking up.
No. Well, no, I don't have any. I'm good.
Say it again.
I said no. I have no. I'm good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow, but your phone is breaking up. Okay, try it again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's sort of like breaking up. Go on.
I was just letting everybody know that I was on the Bill Cunningham show today. Sneaky Secrets, telling secrets to the loved ones. I had a secret to tell my cousin. I brought my cousin on there as my family to let them know a secret that I'm pursuing porn. That show aired today on the Bill Cunningham show, but you can always go, I believe, to the Bill Cunningham show and click on the episode for that aired today, and also you can go on YouTube and watch it as well, I believe. So,
okay,
that's about it. I mean, I don't have any things. I mean, I got a lot of other stuff coming up that will be premiering soon, but I, on further notes, when it comes out, I'll let everybody know. But that's about it.
The whole time, I did hear you say you was on Bill Cunningham, but after that, it was like just breaking up. But I didn't get to watch it because I didn't know you were on there today. Miss Kane had called me at 4 o'clock and it comes on 3 o'clock here, but it was 3 o'clock her time, and asked me had I seen it. And I had thought that you was gonna call me and tell me when you were on there, but I missed it. So I don't know. But how did it go? I mean, did you get a taping of it?
No, they didn't give us no taping. They just told us, you know, what day. Like, they let us know a week before when it was going to air. But that was about it. We didn't get no tapings or nothing. They don't give out taping.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess they may show it sometime, you know, when they do their repeats. And
right,
hopefully
right.
I see it then, huh?
I say, yeah. Hopefully they let everybody know when the repeat or when it's going to come on again.
Right, right. Okay, well, that was good. That was exciting. So I just have to wait till the repeat comes on. And our next show next Wednesday, which will be the 21st, the topic of that show is going to be, can you turn a hoe into a husband? You know, they always say, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Can you turn a hoe into a husband? It's going to be the next topic that we're going to be discussing on the Wednesday, the 21st. And my Friday show at the end of the month is going to be happy hour. You guys know that because every first Friday in the month is either open topic or we may have a guest or whatever goes on the first Friday in the month. And the last Friday is my musical shows, which will be either slow jams or happy hour. And I did slow jams last the other Friday, so this Friday it'll be happy hour. So if you're getting off work at 10:30, come home and just want to hear some good old music. Oldies for goodies is what I play. Some up-to-date music, but, you know, I'm from the old school. So when you're from the old school, you do what the old school do. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Antoine T. Money's book will be out soon. That's Back to Zero. Very, very, very good story. It's about two law enforcement officials and the young lady. She's in an abusive relationship with her husband. It gets so intense until the trailer is up on my page. It's also on Antoine T. Money's page, the trailer to the book Back to Zero. So that will be out sometime before the year is out, if not by the end of the year, at least the beginning of next year. But we're looking for to have it out before this year is out. And I'm also working on a couple of books of my own, The Scent of a Man, and to be published or publish that book. And I'm also having another book that will be out in 2013 by December. The title of that book is Married Man, Single Dick, you know, because you got a lot of men who are married and still they want their wives to be committed to them, but they want their dick to belong to the community. So, you know, I'll be writing, have a book out about that in 2013. So be looking for that. And also, Antoine T. Money is going to turn his book into a movie, Back to Zero. Be looking out for that. It's, you know, it's quite a few things going on, but I'm really excited about this book coming out. And if you are not familiar with my publishing company, you can go to my website, which is jjpublishing.com, and, you know, look around, become a member. Also, you can go to my book website, which is www.deliciousbook.webs.com. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com, Gail Delicious Johnson. Also have a fan page up on there. So if you're on Facebook, friend me. Go to my fan page and become a fan on there as well. That's about it. One of my books is on Amazon.com, and that's the very first book that I wrote, because I'm really getting my books back to the point where I can start selling them again. Because I don't know if you guys know, but I went through some hard times with my ex-publisher, but, you know, things are getting back in place where they belong. So bear with me. I'm still here. I'm still writing. That's what I'm going to do, you know, forever, because that's what I love doing. And like I said, our next show is going to be Can You Turn a Hoe into a Husband? And if you have any show ideas that you want us to discuss, send them to my email address, which is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. That's any topic for bringing sexy back on Wednesday nights at 10:30, or on the Friday show if you'd like to be a guest, if you want to promote your book or business or whatever it is, or if any type of topics you would like us to discuss on our Friday show. Send me an email, as you know, far as that's concerned. And with that being said, I guess I'm just going to get ready to close the show down. Nawana, thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. And
No problem. Anytime.
Okay, darling. And, you know, everybody have a beautiful evening. See you guys next week. Take care. Good night, everybody.